I did not know that the cello could reach that low.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I was going with that. And the sound that he makes
the
down there.
The trembling sound of it. Ooh, so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yo-Yo Ma playing the cello along with Catherine Stott piano. In music by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, The Valse Sentimentale. It is 9:23 here on Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. I'm Audie Braun.
And I'm Jane Stillwell. Toronto's most joyful holiday experience, The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, is on stage December 6th to the 31st at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts in Toronto. The National Ballet of Canada's principal dancer, Genevieve Penn-Nabity, is performing the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy in five of these performances. Genevieve joins us on the phone this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Am I right that it's five performances you're doing, Genevieve?
That is correct.
Okay.
I will be performing,
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And there's a lot of performances. So it's always good to go to the your website, the National Ballet's website, to find out which ones you're performing, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
All the information will be there.
Absolutely. And it's pretty safe to say that the Sugar Plum Fairy is the primo female role in the ballet. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's in your repertoire. You've danced it before. So how does it feel to be dancing the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Oh, it's just the best experience. The way that Kadelka has choreographed her entrance, where she comes out of a giant egg, there's nothing as magical. Oh. And the best part, honestly, is when you hear the kids from the audience go, You can feel the magic that they're experiencing from just that one moment, and there's nothing like it.
Well, speaking of kids, one of my questions is, what, like perhaps all young ballerinas, I don't know when you started, maybe the age of five or something like that, or six? Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you say that all ballerinas dream of dancing the Sugar Plum Fairy? And then when it comes true, how do you feel?
Absolutely. It's the one show that almost every child in dance does, even if you're at a small studio or a bigger one, that every production tries to do the Nutcracker. And as the lead ballerina, I mean, that's just what every young dancer wants to achieve. And there's just something about the Sugar Plum and how sweet and dainty and perfect she is. So it's like, it's a one that's like easy to see yourself doing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Take us through your preparation on a performance day, such as your first performance of the Nutcracker on December 7th at 2 p.m. What are you going to do that morning?
Absolutely. Well, I have a dog, so I'm going to walk my dog in the morning, and then I'll fix myself up a very nice breakfast, and then I'll head into class for 11 a.m. class, and I'll do a ballet class with all of my colleagues. And then I will get a coffee and start doing my makeup and my hair. And then as soon as the show starts, the Sugar Plum doesn't appear till the second act. So I'll be downstairs in the studio doing my activation and my warm-up and just listening to the beautiful music and getting my head in the zone.
Mm-hmm. And does your preparation to warm up to dance each day differ depending on what it is that you're dancing? Or do you have a set of, like you were saying, you do class, and then would you work on particular things to do with the Sugar Plum Fairy, or is that warm up enough?
Both. I will definitely, I'll do the warm up, and then I will do some specific steps from the Sugar Plum pas de deux or the solo. Just to get my brain ready.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the Sugar Plum Fairy, and of course we'll get back to that. But do you have a dream role you haven't danced yet?
I haven't been able to have the chance to dance Aurora in The Sleeping Beauty.
Oh,
and
nice.
I think that would be my next choice of dream role.
Great.
But you sure have danced a lot of prime roles, haven't you? I mean, I was reading your bio and said, wow, this girl's got a lot of rep here.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I've been very blessed with a great artistic director and a great company to help support me.
And another thing I want to ask you about that is about your relationship between the dancer and the conductor. How does he best serve you? And do you have a dialogue going with him?
Absolutely. We have to work together. We could not do it without him or her. We couldn't do it without them. And we definitely talk before the show. They come to rehearsal. beforehand. Our conductor, David Briskin, we talk before the show, we give each other, you know, a hug, good luck. And then I always make sure we are in eye contact or like we, non-verbal body language while we're actually performing so that we can make sure we're in sync with one another.
Well, it's just that the magic will happen soon, and we're so glad that we were able to speak with you.
Absolutely.
We have been speaking with Genevieve Penn-Nabity, principal dancer with the National Ballet of Canada, about her upcoming performances as the Sugar Plum Fairy in Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. So the Nutcracker runs from December the 6th to the 31st at the Four Seasons Center for the Arts. There are still some tickets available. I did a little snooping. It's getting quite crowded.
Oh, boy, that's amazing.
So the best way to order, if you still can, is national.ballet.ca. We want to thank you so much for your insights into this role and into dancing.
Thank you very much, Genevieve.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to play you out with a little bit of the pas de deux. So have a great day and bonne chance.
Wonderful. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.